Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Pleased to be joined once again by U.S. Congressman David Young. He represents Adair and Guthrie County, and he's joining us for his monthly conversation on a lot of topics, so we'll get right into it. David, as always, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, and it was great to be recently at the Guthrie County Fair Parade over Labor Day weekend. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Governor Kim Reynolds also joined in on the parade, so a lot of great dignitaries coming out to Guthrie County. And David, you also happened to visit Panora here last week to visit some CREP lands and to talk with some Ducks Unlimited representatives. Tell us how that visit went.
Well, it was just an honor to have Secretary of the United States Department of Agriculture, Purdue, into the district, and we visited a wetlands conservation project just outside of Panora, and it's just always great to see the innovative approaches that people are putting together to make sure that we have quality water and healthy soil, and those are where the solutions are going to be, right there on the ground and not dictated by one-size-fits-all federal approach. So landowners, residents of the city, those living around the lake, and just, you know, everyday folks wanting to make sure that they have good water quality and soil health for generations to come. And so it was great to see. I learned a lot, and there's going to be a lot more action on these kind of issues as Congress moves forward with the Farm Bill to give tools to landowners and folks on the ground to continue to do this without a lot of federal government interference.
David, before we get into some other topics, I'd like to get your thoughts on the recent passing of Senator John McCain.
Well, he was a unique and loud and listened to voice in the United States Senate and really in the country. He was a patriot, very principled man, very passionate. His voice will be missed. And it looks like at some point members of the Senate are going to try to honor him in a way that is more lasting than just his name in a book or his words in the journals of the Senate, but maybe some kind of structure or building or room. But I'll let the Senate decide how to do that, but he'll be missed, and we need more voices like that.
So let's get into some pressing topics here, of course. So one of the topics that we talked with Purdue on while he was in Panora were trade negotiations, specifically in North America with Canada and Mexico. Give us an update on how those are going.
Well, it looks like today that folks are going to try to get together with Canadian officials, our United States officials are, and try to just go forward and hammer out an agreement with Canada. You know, it looks like there's been pretty good progress, and they're about ready to sign the negotiations and agreement with Mexico. And so I think it's important to get that done with Canada as well. I know the president likes bilateral agreements, and his preference may be to do just a single agreement with Mexico and then another one with Canada. But I think the door is still open to wrap Canada back into all this, and so there's a three-country trade agreement. So I'm optimistic, and so it's overdue. We need action on this. Mexico and Canada are great trading allies, and we need to strengthen this economic bloc that we have between our three countries. And with that, I think we can join together in an allied effort, maybe with the European Union, since we got a soy agreement there regarding trade, and use these relationships to stand together to stand up against China and isolate them to bring them to the table when it comes to trade. And so we're making some progress, but we're still not quite there yet.
Of course, David, there's a lot of things going on agriculturally, but you've also got some other pieces of legislation rolling around the House there. Tell us what you're working on right now.
Well, you know, right now we just want to make sure that we get the Farm Bill done in a timely manner. You know, the Farm Bill expires at the end of this month, and I think it's critical that with everything going on with trade right now and some of the uncertainty in agriculture for our farmers and producers, that we get the Farm Bill done in a timely manner. There's a couple very important provisions that I have authored that are in that bill. One is the Stress Act. When it comes to the different sectors out there in our economy and industries, the highest suicide rate is amongst those in agriculture. And so there's a provision that I authored with my colleagues to make sure that there's resources there for those in farming and producers and workers to make sure that during stressful times that they have somebody to talk to and reach out to and get the resources they need, which is very, very important. As well, I have the Water Act, which is a part of the Farm Bill as well, and it has to do with cutting the red tape when it comes to grants and resources for water projects, conservation projects, to help farmers and ranchers and producers do things to their land to improve them for water health and soil quality. And it does it in a very transparent manner where those who do that can use a database and share information so everybody can see what works and maybe what doesn't work. And so As well, it's very, very important to make sure that there's a security net in there regarding crop insurance. That's very, very important for our producers, and it gives them certainty. And so it's very, very important that we get this done sooner rather than later. We have Joni Ernst, our senator. She's on the conference committee, and the conferees on the Agriculture Committee in the House and the Senate are hammering out the details and negotiating a final product here soon.
David, I know you're always working on some bills in regards to Veterans Affairs. Any developments in that sector?
Well, I was just honored to join my colleagues and act on behalf of those particularly who served in Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom when our soldiers were exposed to toxic chemicals in burn pits. And some of these veterans right now are battling some pretty horrible diseases, a wide range of diseases. And the Veterans Affairs Administration doesn't recognize exposure to burn pits as a contributing factor to their illnesses. And so because of their sacrifices, the stories veterans have shared with me and others in Congress, we thought it was necessary to introduce a bill to give them protections. And so the bill will enable veterans to get immediate access to Veterans Affairs Administration medical care and disability benefits for illnesses that were connected to their service when they were dealing with toxic burn pits. And so this is an issue that's important to me. It's important to families. It's important to veterans. And we need to make sure that we take care of them because of the things that they've done for us.
David, anything else you want to mention to our listeners at Raccoon Valley Radio?
Well, we're going through our appropriations process, and the current fiscal year expires at the end of the month, and so we're working our hardest to get this appropriations signed into law, working with the Senate. And it's important in this sense that we do that so there are no hiccups in government services and that we demonstrate as well that we can do our job.
And once again, that's David Young, U.S. Congressman, joining us for his monthly chats here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. If you want to learn more about where he's going to be over the next month or so, just go to his congressional website. So, David, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. And that website is davidyoung.house.gov. Thank you very much, folks.
Absolutely. And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.